You Can't Eat a Princess by Gillian Rogerson and Sarah McIntyre.
It's nearly time for my party, said Princess Spaghetti. Is everything ready? Chocolate spread sandwiches.
Yes.
Extra thick chocolate milkshake.
Yes.
An enormous chocolate birthday cake.
Yes.
One king waiting to greet the guests.
No!
Princess Cupcake's throne was empty, except for a note.
We have taken your king. You will never find us. We come from another planet. Ha ha ha.
Oh no!
Cried Princess Spaghetti.
King Cupcake has been kidnapped by aliens.
Princess Spaghetti summoned the royal knights.
One of you will have to rescue King Cupcake, she said.
Oh, don't look at me, sniffed the first royal knight. I can't possibly go out in this cold weather. Oh, I'll catch a cold.
Well, I'm in the middle of knitting a jumper for my teddy, whinged the second royal knight. I can't stop now.
Oh, well, I can't go,
fussed the third royal knight.
Have you seen me, eh? I've still got me curlers in.
Very well, then, said Princess Spaghetti. I guess I'll have to go myself.
And she scooted off to the royal garage, where she found the royal rocket.
Goodness, look at all these buttons. Which one should I press?
She wondered.
I'll just press them all.
The royal rocket moved to the left, and then to the right, and finally, up and away into space. Princess Spaghetti steered the royal rocket between sparkling stars and strangely shaped planets.
Father must be here somewhere,
she told herself. Just then, a shooting star whizzed past, followed by a speeding comet. Princess Spaghetti tried to avoid them and swerved to the side, but the rocket began to spin uncontrollably. Princess Spaghetti grabbed the controls and squealed,
I have to make an emergency landing!
She landed neatly on the nearest planet. A group of aliens were looking at her and smiling.
Hello, I'm Princess Spaghetti,
she said with a polite curtsy.
Welcome to our planet, said one alien.